Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're talking about a new 3D movie coming out. It's a movie entitled Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs,、mm-hmm. and it's based on an old picture book for children that was published back in the 1970s, which, of course, is a special book. I did not read that book as a child myself because I had already, you know, grown up by that point, but I'm sure lots of children all over the world are familiar with this book, and probably people here in Taiwan know about it well. And there's good news because they have made this book into a movie.
Yeah, it's a 3D movie. I looked it up the other day to see what it looked like and what actors were starring in it. It's a cartoon. It's animated. So you'll get to see some cute animation in it. There aren't any really famous names that many of you would recognize, but there are some really good TV actors, at least in them. They're famous actors that we have on our TV shows in America, and they're really cute. So the characters look darling. If you haven't seen them, try taking a look at the internet, and you'll be pleasantly surprised, I think, when you go to this movie. It's getting some good reviews.
Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of curious what kind of movie this is, because nowadays these animated movies are so popular, but sometimes they make animated movies not necessarily for children. Like, I took my daughter to see that Shark Tale movie, and it was just moving too fast, and I thought, this is not really a cartoon movie for children. It's actually more for adults. So some of these movies are catering to a younger audience, and some are not. Some are catering to more mature audiences. I hope this one can appeal to all ages.
Well, I heard the movie's pretty similar to the book. They're trying to appeal to the kids out there. So I don't think it'll be too adult for kids to watch. It is a picture book.
Mm-hmm.
Tom kind of described a picture book in our earlier program. You know, there aren't a lot of words in picture books because young children are just learning how to read. And so a picture book is filled with a lot of pictures so that even if you only know simple words, you still can tell what's going on with the story. So it's kind of fun. And I did hear that the movie is more for kids than adults, but I'm sure parents will enjoy it too.
Mm-hmm. If they take their kids along. Okay, everybody, let's begin our lesson today by reading through the text, and then we'll come back to discuss it for you. This month, a mouth-watering 3D movie adaptation of Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs is forecast to land in Taiwan fresh from topping the U.S. box office. While the picture book could be considered an appetizer, the movie is the main course and dessert. Not only is the origin of the mysterious raining food explained in the movie, but there is also a host of wacky new characters to enjoy. The story centers on Flint Lockwood, a young inventor whose crazy creations invariably end up creating chaos. Among other things, his weirdly active brain has previously given rise to a monkey thought translator, spray-on shoes, and a hair unbalder that causes hair to grow all over a man's face. Then, when his town faces severe food shortages, he manages to invent a miraculous machine that can convert water into food. As it rains hamburgers and snows ice cream, it appears that Flint has saved the day. Predictably, however, his bright idea gets out of control yet again, and an awesome food storm threatens first the town and then the whole planet. As well as being a fitting tribute to the original picture book, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs is a hilariously effective parody of the disaster movie genre. Compared to films like The Day After Tomorrow and 2012, it certainly promises an extra large portion of laughs, not to mention eye-popping visuals. As the movie's trailer proclaims, if you have a hunger for excitement and an appetite for adventure, prepare to get served.
Well, this month we've got a mouth-watering 3D movie adaptation coming to theaters, and that's Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. I really like the way our author wrote this article. In both days that we've talked about, our writer is using different sorts of food phrases to describe things. It's kind of clever and very cute. If it's mouth-watering, it just means some sort of food or smell gets you so hungry and ready to eat it, your mouth actually starts producing something called saliva. It's getting ready to eat. Now, we're not talking about food here. That's why this sentence is so clever that our author or our writer wrote. It's a mouth-watering movie, which is kind of fun. It's 3D, so we know it's cartoon, but it will be in three dimensions, so that's even cooler to watch. And we call it an adaptation because they've taken a book and turned it into a different sort of thing. And here we're talking about a movie. So originally it was a book and they've changed it so it fits the film instead of just reading it. Now you can adapt something simply by changing it, adjusting it to fit a new situation.
Exactly. So this is an adaptation, and the verb, again, as you said, is adapt, often used with the preposition to. For example, I have adapted to life in Taiwan very well. And this is a 3D movie. I'm wondering if you have to wear those special glasses or something.
Maybe.
Because my eyes have got a problem with them, and I can't watch 3D movies. So I hope I don't have to wear those silly glasses, but who knows. And again, it's forecast to land in Taiwan. So here's a term we often use when we talk about weather forecasting. When somebody tries to predict the weatherman or the weather lady will use this term from time to time. They are going to forecast the weather. What's it going to be like tomorrow? Is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? Is it going to be cold? Is it going to be hot? Who knows? And that's why we need to rely on weather forecasters. Okay, and so this is fresh from topping the U.S. box office. Ooh, that sounds like another reference to food there.
Yeah.
Fresh from the oven is often how we describe baked goods like cookies and bread and things like that. Well, this film topped the U.S. box office. That means it did really well in ticket sales in the United States.
Yeah, it was number one if it topped the U.S. box office. Now, while the picture book could be considered an appetizer, again, a very clever use of words here, the movie is the main course and dessert. I really like how this paragraph is written. It's really cute. Now, when you talk about an appetizer, it's just a very small amount of food that you're served before the main meal. It sort of gets you ready to eat everything else that's coming. Usually, an appetizer is just a mouthful. It's not very much food. And after the appetizer again, the movie is going to be your main course and dessert. So, I think you could kind of call the trailers that you see before the movie actually starts an appetizer. Gets you excited for the upcoming movies. And then once the movie starts, that's your main course and dessert. Main course is simply the biggest part of the meal. Usually it's the meat portion. If you have steak and potatoes, your main course would be the steak, of course. And then you'll have dessert sometimes, maybe a salad and soup. Those are not the main course.
Right. This is a generally describing how American food is served with an appetizer, then the main course, and then at the end, you'll have your dessert, which is something sweet, like a piece of cake or a piece of pie. Different countries will have different ways of eating their meals. But again, this movie will give you an appetizer, the main course, and the dessert. It will be wonderful. But again, that picture book kind of whets your appetite, gets you ready for the movie. Well, not only is the origin of the mysterious raining food explained in the movie, but there will also be a host of wacky new characters to enjoy. And that, of course, is very important in these animated movies to have these unique characters, and they do have to be kind of wacky. Wacky just means kind of crazy, kind of silly, something that you'll laugh at and that you'll remember. And if you have a lot of something, we often use the term a host of, which means a variety of, a large number. So there will be lots of new characters to watch. watch and laugh at.
Now, this story centers on Flint Lockwood. He's the main character. He's actually a young inventor. Now, if something centers on someone or some topic, it just means you're paying more attention to that particular thing than anything else. You're focusing on that thing. Well, here the story is all about Flint Lockwood. Yes, there are other wacky or crazy characters, but for the most part, we're going to focus most of the movie, of course, on Flint Lockwood and his really crazy inventions. And it says here that they invariably end up creating chaos. Oh, that's bad. Invariably here is an adverb, and we're using it to say without exception. This always happens. You can count on it. Well, invariably, what happens? Well, he ends up, or his crazy inventions end up creating chaos. End up is a verb phrase that just means that's what happens in the end. That's how something turns out. Maybe you intended to go to college, but you ended up starting a career in acting instead. Who knows what will happen with your life? And chaos, of course, just means a lot of disorder, lots of confusion. Oh, everything's happening. It's not organized. People don't know what's going on. Usually after a natural disaster, there's a lot of chaos. People running around, they can't find what they need. Maybe the roads are blocked. It's just a mess.
Right, so those creations create chaos and disorder, and we certainly don't want that to happen. But of course, this is a movie, and it will be fun to watch those things. Well, we'll come back and talk about some of his other inventions here in just a couple of seconds. But right now, we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, this is Jenny. 今天我们继续来看这个作品 Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. 在之前我们提到的这是一部书，而今天我们就要来看看这部书原来现在已经改编成电影了。我们来看电影内容到底跟书有什么不同呢？好，首先他就说了，这个月啊 A mouth-watering 3D movie adaptation of Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. 看到了 mouth-watering 是令人流口水的，那这是一个 3D 的电影，所以他用了 3D movie， 而且他是改编过，当然是从这个绘本改编而来的，记得吗？这个书名呢，因为 Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 就像是天气预报里面的用语，所以他这里的动词用 forecast， 也就是呢，大家已经预报说他就要登陆台湾了。登陆台湾意思就是要在台湾发行，而且其实这一部电影才刚刚票房横扫了全美，它用到了动词 topping the US box office。 我们看到这边继续说了，其实这个绘本如果想它是一个 appetizer， 也是开胃菜的话，那这部电影才是真正它的主菜跟甜点呢。好，我们看到接下来他说了 not only， 好，这个片语就是不光是怎样，而且，那这个而且就在逗点后面的 but， 这个神奇的故事它不仅在电影里头有所解释，而且啊它还有 a host of wacky new characters to enjoy， 电影里还有一群一票的 wacky 是什么呢？古怪而滑稽的新的人物。好，我们来看看到底内容有些什么。下一段他就说了，这个故事基本上是以谁为中心呢？这个中心人物叫做 Flint Lockwood，这个人他是一个年轻的发明家，而且呢他有很多疯狂的发明，那这些疯狂的发明最后却常常制造了混乱。 chaos 这个字很重要，混乱是一个名词，它虽然加了 s， 可是它是不可数哦。
It's time now to take a short break, but stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, and we're describing what the movie's like in today's lesson. It's a mouth-watering 3D movie adaptation, and it's coming here to Taiwan. Now, you could describe the picture book as an appetizer, and the movie as the main course and dessert. I'm getting excited just talking about this sort of movie. Of course, we're describing it using words that usually are used with food, which is kind of clever. Now, we know that the origin of the mysterious raining food is going to be explained in the movie. We're going to talk about that now. There's also a lot of wacky characters you're going to enjoy in the movie. We talked about, though, how the movie centers on Flint Lockwood. He's the main character. He's a young inventor, so he comes up with all these crazy creations, but they end up causing a lot of chaos where he lives. What are some of the things, Tom, he's come up with?
Well, among some of the other things that he has come up with are a monkey thought translator, spray-on shoes, and something that causes hair to grow on a man's face, which doesn't make sense. I think you should probably try to make that hair grow on his head if he's suffering from baldness.
Yeah.
Now, when we talk about among other things, that just means we're just going to give you a sample of a lot of things. There's no time to talk about all of his wacky, crazy inventions. So we'll talk about some. Here's a sample, among other things, that his weirdly active brain has previously given rise to include these things. Now, weirdly active, that just means his brain is coming up with these strange ideas. And if you give rise to something, that means you create conditions that are favorable for something to happen. Okay, so to give rise to, maybe we could say a low pressure system gives rise to typhoons. It makes them more likely. So his weirdly active brain gives rise to these crazy inventions, and one includes a monkey thought translator. So I guess if you want to know what monkeys are thinking, this particular device will help you find that out.
Yeah, I'm not sure I need to know what monkeys think. He also came up with spray-on shoes. So you use some sort of can and you spray on your feet, I guess, and it produces shoes. And then Tom talked about the unbalder that causes hair to grow all over a man's face. Well, most men want to shave that hair off, so it's kind of funny. Now, his town goes through a severe food shortage. If something's severe, it just means it's very, very serious and it's really bad. And a shortage is when you don't have enough of something. I know when I was growing up, there seemed to be a shortage of oil. So the price of gas went up and it was really hard for people. It's difficult when you have food shortages. You know, after typhoons here in Taiwan, we'll go through food shortages where we can't get enough green onions, for example. Maybe crops were destroyed by all the water. And so we have to pay a lot more for the items that we do find. Well, his town faced food shortages. There wasn't enough food to eat. So he managed to invent a miraculous machine that could convert water into food. That's pretty clever.
Mm-hmm. And it's miraculous. Miraculous, of course, is from the noun miracle. So it's a machine that's like a miracle. And what can it do? Well, it can convert water into food. If you change something from one form into another, you can use this, convert something into something else. If you're traveling overseas and you've got U.S. dollars and you want to use the local currency, well, you can convert those U.S. dollars into the local currency, for example. So he's changing this water into food, and that would be a miraculous machine indeed to stop starvation. Well, it's still raining different sorts of things. It's raining hamburgers and snowing ice cream, and it appears or it seems that Flint has saved the day. He has saved the town from disaster, but predictably, however, his bright idea gets out of control yet again. And again, if something gets out of control, well, it's not in control. It's creating chaos. So he's got these bright, good ideas, but they're just too wacky, too crazy that inevitably or invariably they cause chaos.
Well, an awesome food storm threatens first the town and then the whole planet. So much food is falling from the sky that it threatens the town. If you threaten something, you sort of say, if you don't do this, I'm going to destroy you. Well, this storm is so bad it possibly could destroy the town and then destroy the whole planet. So it's pretty serious. Now, this movie is actually a fitting tribute to the original picture book, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. When you talk about a tribute to something or someone, it means something that you do that honors them, that pays them a lot of respect. Sometimes we make tributes to people by copying their work in some ways. Sometimes in movies, directors will use a technique that's been used before by a famous director because they want to give some sort of tribute to that person. They want to acknowledge their talent and contribution. Well, the movie's a fitting tribute to the original picture book, and they want to pay respects to the book as well. It's a hilarious, effective parody also of the disaster movie genre. Genre here is not genre or genre. It's a French word, so we actually say genre. Just means a type of something, so it's a type of film. And we're talking about the disaster movies that are made. If it's a parody, it's something like a piece of writing or music or maybe even a film that copies someone or something else in a funny way. In fact, it sort of makes fun of something or making fun of other disaster movies in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Right, so some disaster movies would include maybe Titanic. And here we're talking about some like The Day After Tomorrow and 2012. So these are disaster films as well. So, of course, if you have two things and you want to see how they're the same and how they're different, well, you compare them. So compared to films like The Day After Tomorrow and 2012, it promises an extra large portion of laughs, not to mention eye-popping visuals. Here again, we're talking about food, and when you're served in a restaurant, of course, you want to have a very large portion of food, especially if you are extremely hungry. I've noticed that about American food.
Yeah.
If you order food in the States, they give you these huge portions, and it's no wonder that Americans are among the fattest people in the world.
Well, you know what I do, though, Tom? I never eat the whole portion. I take half of it home. So it really is enough food for two meals. But if someone eats all of that food that they're served in an American restaurant, they are gonna get fat, that's for sure. Well, this movie promises an extra large portion of laughs, which just means you're going to enjoy watching it. You're going to laugh a lot. And it also gives you some eye-popping visuals. So the 3D effects are going to be pretty cool to look at. If it's eye-popping, it's kind of amazing what you're looking at. It makes you look even harder at something. You can't believe what you're seeing. Now, we're talking about the movie's trailer, which has this sentence that sort of is an advertisement for the movie. If you have a hunger for excitement and an appetite for adventure, prepare to get served. So I guess they're going to serve up a lot of excitement and adventure.
And if you have a hunger to know just what the heck we've been talking about for the last couple of minutes, well, maybe your Chinese teacher can help you now.
好，我们再来就来看看他这些疯狂的发明究竟是什么。他的脑袋瓜里啊，想到的竟然是什么？他发明出来的东西有哪些呢？啊，他后面提到了 a monkey thought translator， 像猴子思想转换器，像什么 spray on shoes， 喷雾式的鞋子，还有呢 a hair on border， 这个就是生发剂。那我们看到这个字 on border 里面的 bald b a l d， 本来一个人秃头就是用 bald， 那 on border 就是让他不秃头，所以我们说他指的当然就是生发剂了。那这些东西啊，其实是稀奇古怪。后来他说到了 When his town faces severe food shortages， 后来他住的这个城市面对了一个问题，就是食物严重的缺乏，严重的短缺。那怎么办呢？于是呢，他开始发明了一个 miraculous machine。 Miraculous 是神奇的，这个神奇的机器呢，竟然可以 convert water into food， 把水转换成食物。注意到这个片语 convert A into B。 好咯，那这个食物转换器让这个天空下来的雨呢成了 hamburgers， 还有下的雪呢成了 ice cream。 好，我们看到这样子说起来，他实在是一个英雄人物。他 save the day， 这是一个片语。什么叫 save the day？ 他的意思就是扭转局面，挽救大局， 因为他的关系而这个城市就得救了。不过呢，他这些很棒的 idea 最后还是跟他之前的发明一样，好像呢都会 out of control 失控了，而且制造了混乱，而结果呢就是有一场骇人的食物风暴对这个小镇呢造成威胁了，甚至于呢还威胁到了整个全球。好，我们看到最后这一段，最后这段的开头他写道， As well as being a fitting tribute to the original picture book， 注意到这个前面的 as well as 这个片语，它其实我们比较少把它放在句首，一般都是说 A as well as B。 好，可是这里放在句首，在这里就相当于是 in addition to， 换句话说除了这一点，哪一点呢？好，他提到这个电影相当于是一个对原来的绘本作品的一个致礼致敬之作， Fitting tribute 是献礼致敬，所以这一点来看的话，它不但是如此，不但是一个致敬之作，还是什么呢？后面继续主要句就提到了，这本书是一个 hilariously effective parody of the disaster movie genre。好，这句有点难，因为里面有一些字看起来啊非常的特殊。比如说像什么叫做 parody 呢？ parody 它其实是文学作品当中是一种滑稽的模仿之作，也就是你模仿另外一个有名的作品，而作品要显现的是一个带一点讽刺或带一点搞笑的意味。说这部书它现在变成电影之后，这个电影啊还可以说是模仿的真好，它模仿出来的效果是非常的 hilarious， 也就是非常搞笑非常热闹的，甚至于是可以说它模仿得宜的。它模仿的对象是 the disaster movie genre， genre 是类别，讲文学作品讲电影的类别都可以用这个字，那 disaster movie 是灾难片。它模仿的灾难片是哪些？它后面就写了啊，跟这些灾难片比较起来，像 The Day After Tomorrow 这部戏就是明天过后，还有最近上映的一部2012年，这两部电影都是灾难片。而跟这两部灾难片比起来啊， It certainly promises an extra large portion of laughs， 也就是这部石破天惊的电影啊，它肯定会给你特大号的效果。Extra large portion， 我们通常还是来讲食物的分量，那当然这个还是跟他的电影的片名有关。好，我们再看到后面继续讲了， Not to mention eye-popping visuals， Not to mention 是更不用提了，那就更不用讲他制造出来的 eye-popping visuals。 什么叫 eye-popping？ 就是让你大开眼界的那种视觉效果，那这点就更别说了。
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and enjoy this movie when you go check it out. It's going to be really something special. For English Digest, my name is Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
See you next time.